One of the main advantages or reasons for carrying out randomized controlled trials is to minimize the effects of bias. However, there are some biases that all trials are subject to, and one of these is called the Hawthorne effect. This was evaluated for orthodontic studies in an interesting paper that was recently published in the European Journal of Orthodontics. It was called Hawthorne Effect Reporting in Orthodontic Randomized Controlled Trials, Truth or Myth, Blessing or Curse, and the lead author was Dr. Abdul Rahim. The Hawthorne effect is a common effect in clinical trials, and it is defined as changes in the patient's or the therapist's behaviour when they're involved in a trial because they either have increased knowledge or they know that their treatment is being observed closely. This is important in orthodontics because it may influence the cooperation rates of our patients. Therefore, the aim of this study was to investigate in 10 orthodontic journals how many trials considered the Hawthorne effect, and if it was considered to determine whether the Hawthorne effect was related to just the patients or to the operators in the study. They carried out a systematic review in which the inclusion criteria were human randomized trials that used the individual as a unit, that is, they were not split-mouth studies. They carried out a very precise search of the literature and attempted to identify all trials that had been published between the 1st of August 2007 and the 31st of July 2017. At the end of their search, they identified 290 RCTs and they assessed these. They found that the Hawthorne effect was considered or discussed in only 10 out of the 290 trials that they identified, that is 3.4%. In all 10 of these studies, they reported that the Hawthorne effect was related to a possible influence on the patient's behavioural change without including the effect of the operator. Their overall finding was that there were very few orthodontic trials that considered the Hawthorne effect. In their discussion, they pointed out that when we are reading papers, we should be very aware that the Hawthorne effect exists and we should look quite closely to see if we could identify this, particularly when unusual compliance rates or results are recorded. We really need to be aware that the Hawthorne effect may bias our study results, but we do not really know its magnitude or its possible direction of effect. They also provided some useful information that showed from a recent systematic review that the main behaviour that could perhaps be attributed to the Hawthorne effect tended to disappear after a six-month trial period. When we consider the length of most orthodontic studies, it may be that the Hawthorne effect is evident in the first 6 months, but in terms of a long-term follow-up, the Hawthorne effect may not have an influence on the overall conclusion of our studies. Overall, I thought that this was a very interesting academic paper that provided information that we should all bear in mind when we are reading a randomized controlled trial.